Let's go down now and stay with the Western Bulldogs. Their coach, Luke Beveridge, is in the press conference.
Out of positions, and I think everyone will focus on recent history. And it seems like, you know, the last two times we've played them, they've had reason to shine. When it was Matthew Pavlich's last game in the last year, and probably woke us up on the eve of the finals. And, you know, we didn't think we needed that. We thought we should have been better, but they were very good. And then under some duress and probably under a bit of pressure, caught a bit of change, and they were very, very good. So seem to be bringing their best performances. We expect them every week anyway, and it's been challenging to win the first two games, and it's the first close one we've lost for a while. It didn't end up being that close, you know, I think it was 14 points or something, but it was in the balance for quite a while. So we've been really good in those situations in recent history, but ultimately they just sustained their run a bit longer than us.
Where are you at in relation to your best football, do you think, when you look over the three games you've had so far?
Oh, it's hard to know. I mean, it's our objective to become a team that can really, put teams to bed on the scoreboard, but We haven't done that, you know, ever, really. We've won the occasional game by a margin, but we're not that side that wins by a lot yet. We'd like to be. That's where we want to go. But we expect every week that we need to be at our best to beat everyone. And as good as Fremantle were, you know, we were slightly off our best, and that's all it takes. So where we're at... you know, we're round three, and obviously it's a long way to go, but we're disappointed that we haven't got that 3-0 staring at us on the ladder. But as I said, it just gets back to Fremantle's very, very good performance, I think, tonight.
Do you consider bringing in Will Minson to support the other ruckman, Campbell?
It's going to be tough, mate. He's retired. He's retired, mate. He's finished up. Will, he's an outstanding servant of our football club, but you know, Ruffy will be back about mid-year, but Tommy Campbell warmed into the game, and Boardy, those two boys have got a bit more to offer.
Are you long way ahead in the inside 50s? What?
I don't know, we're only three ahead at the end.
At the end, of the time, you're like 7-8 ahead or something.
Were we that far? Yeah, okay.
What do you think the issue was not being able to nail those, get further ahead with that?
Oh, I think it's just, it becomes, you know, yeah, some of it you put down to just poor completion of those plays, but ultimately some of it's Fremantle just holding back. But burn a bit of a damn wall. But yeah, we should have capitalised on a few more. Ultimately, though, the reason why it tightened up was because they had an outstanding last quarter, and we just couldn't quite match them. So it gets back to not being able to finish off the game as well as we would have liked. It's as simple as that. You know, two contrasting third and fourth quarters, really, where one team was right on top in the third, and then the other team got the upper hand. That's the game, but we'd like to put four of those together and be a bit more consistent.
Primary back next week?
He may be available. Yeah, there's a couple of boys who been missing out in recent times who were knocking on the door, and Josh Dunkley and Clay Smith and maybe one or two others. So, you know, you always look at that week to week.
Given any other injuries tonight?
No, nothing of note, I don't think. A couple of sore bodies, but everyone's okay. Yep. Thanks, everyone.
Well, there you go. That is Luke Beveridge, and yes, he was one question about a retired
player.
Imagine sitting in the corner and saying to Ross Lyon, Ross, is there any chance of bringing Luke McFarlane back into the team this week?
When is he coming back?
Now, you blokes are going to pick yourselves up.